Things that we've been able to control the fire, and we are investigating the cause of the fire at this point in time. The fire caused serious destruction to the joint chimneys, and we are still trying to establish the exact cause of the fire incident.
Is the building accessible now? Can it be used?
Well, parts of the building are accessible at the joint chimney area. We cut it off completely and the entire rotunda. We haven't tested the structural integrity of the building, so we cannot allow anyone to access the rotunda, which sits under the joint chimneys. So until the public works and all other actors, the EPA, the fire department can complete their investigation, we've marked it as crime scene, waiting for experts to give us detailed information.
Mr. Inspector General, what can you tell us about this report that you are looking for someone of interest, a representative, Frank Foco? Is that true?
Well, at this point in time, we're looking at every piece of evidence that, that could lead to some answers about the fire. And unfortunately, the representative had a direct recording indicating burning the Capitol. So he is indeed a person of interest to the investigation. We're treating it as if it is an arson. However, when the experts are done with their investigation, which some of the experts will require international support, then we will be able to move the investigation beyond that.
You want to speak to Representative Foco. Are you not concerned that this might be interpreted as a witch hunt?
No, I'm not. I'm not concerned about this interpretation as that. A lot of things are misrepresented, but I stand strong with my public service ethics. I operate on the basis of good evidence and good evidence only, standing solely on the protection of the rule of law. So, people could turn it as whatever they want, but I will continue to reassure the general public that this is an investigation based on law, and the police will do everything to remain within the confines of the law as we conduct this investigation.
Right now, is the Capitol building, can it be used? Are the members of the House of Representatives or the senators, can they access the building and use it for official business?
At this point in time, I'll say no. Because we have to bring in the electricians to cut off the portion that was affected by the fire. And then we have already gone ahead and cordoned off that entire area as a crime scene. So once the electricians recertify, then the engineers do their work, the bookwinds can have access. It's only that portion that holds the joint chambers and the rotunda is affected at this point in time, so they can use their offices. As soon as that part is cleared, we keep it locked down in those areas just for their own safety. But once the electricians clear it up, they should be able to use their offices on the boat rooms.